You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tomorrow on the show on draft day, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College, will join us at 7:20. Been there many times, knows what they're dealing with in the draft room at One Patriot Way. So talk to Bill O'Brien tomorrow. And Nick Kostos will also join us tomorrow morning on draft day before we head north to Keene, New Hampshire for the draft party, the pregame tomorrow night at the Poorhouse, and then the roadshow Friday in Brattleboro, Vermont. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
Governor Mara Healey has confirmed that she will not be firing Monica Tibbetts-Nutt. She told the Herald yesterday that she has no plans to fire Tibbetts-Nutt following an uproar over border toll comments. So that's not going to happen.
Not happening.
She is standing by her girl.
She gets to keep her job.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
But at least we know how she feels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, she said she disagreed with everything she said, but she's keeping her in place to do what she's doing.
So she doesn't disagree with her, I guess.
I don't know. I was raised actions over words. I don't know about you guys.
Do you want a little extra nuts?
Yeah.
Because I've been listening. I did a deep dive into her speech, and there's some interesting things in there, Curtis, that we didn't get to the other day.
I'm sure Governor Healey thinks they're all wrong.
I give you one gem from the transportation secretary, which may explain a lot of things. This is when she was speaking to the walk advocacy group.
I've never gotten to work in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this. And the thing I always said is I will not spend one day trying to keep my job.
Oh, all right.
I thought she had a ton of experience, Curtis. I thought that caller that came at you said she had a ton of experience.
Yeah, the chutzpah. Like, it's amazing to me. That these people, and guess what? I'm the idiot. It's working. They're keeping their job. They're making $200,000 to rip people that I thought were their constituents. But unelected bureaucrats that sit in these offices, could you imagine anybody else on the planet and working for an elected official who openly judges people solely based on the decision they make in which car they drive, remaining employed?
I've never gotten to work in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this.
she's implementing all of this stuff.
Doesn't it sound like she won a lottery?
Yeah.
Like she's like, she entered some sort of a raffle, like when they do the meat raffle, and she won the job of, she's shocked. She got the job of, I can't believe it, but they like made me, I guess, secretary of like transportation or something.
I will not spend one day trying to keep my job.
Okay.
Wow.
What in the world?
That is a different approach to work.
She's making 200 grand.
I'm not going to work one day to keep my job.
So we had quiet quitting. Is this quiet succeeding?
Yeah, this is.
Or loud succeeding? I don't really know how to define this.
But what was the way in which Governor Healey defended this by saying, so she is, this woman has said her plan is to go after people with money and people that are evil and drive pickup trucks that are just like 18-wheelers. Mm-hmm. In what way has she shown any desire to shift off of that?
A lot of us have either worked in the government so long, people forget that they work in government so they can kind of just do the things they want to actually do. And now you have a bunch of people who have never worked in government, don't really, there's literally no way we're going to vest. You're not like having to worry about us staying around just to get a pension. I will not make it that long. I just won't.
Is that funny?
Wow.
Wait, she's not going to make it that long to get a pension. That's because you don't need one. You make more than it's unbelievable.
You're basically just saying that you're going to upset so many people. Isn't the government supposed to work for us?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So then what is it? Like, why are you trying to show your big balls by saying, like, I'm not going to try to keep my job and I'm not going to make it to a point where I'm going to earn a pension?
That's her way of saying, I'm going to give my opinion on stuff and I don't care what people think, because if I get fired, I get fired. I'm not, you know, concerned.
I grew up in a world where the politicians sought to understand and work for the people they represented.
Oh.
Now,
where was that world?
That was at least the effort.
I grew up in a world where they're like, all right, we'll shake the right hands and twist the arms when we need to.
They did shake hands. That was Bill Clinton's approach. But the new model is you get a mayor like Mayor Wu, who's just going to be in office for 4 years, and she implements her view of what the city should look like with total disregard of the people that actually reside there.
Yep.
And that's what
this is. The
beauty
of a microphone in all these different places, especially when it's being recorded, once I say it, it's there. You gotta have to deal with it. And anyone that works there, I can see people here. It's just like, you know that. Like, I will 100% use that as a weapon. Because once I say it, it is now a policy. I have now weighed in. Once I write something down about a project I think is important, all the reasons I think it's important, well, now it's there. It just is. So now it kind of makes it to where we can really harness that.
Where are the kickback politicians?
Who was the one that lost out to Tibbetts Nut for this job? Like, who else applied?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's bad.
That's the wokeness.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion has been accused of harassment and creating a hostile work environment.
This is so fake.
By a former cameraman.
Uh-oh, that's your girl, Wiggy.
Yeah, yep. This is the, I'm calling BS on this one.
All right, well, here's what happened. Emilio Garcia says he was trapped in a car and forced to watch her have sex with another woman.
Okay, tell me what's wrong with that.
Oh, well, that's workplace harassment.
No, it ain't.
And then he also says that he was fat shamed and told not to discuss what he witnessed in the car. He's asking for more than six figures.
Okay. What do we call that, Wiggy?
What, chasing a bag?
Yeah, chasing a bag.
Megan Thee Stallion says, and now the story, and I know you think, she's having sex, film me. And he's like, oh, no, I can't do that. That's workplace harassment. I'm like, camera's out. Move over to, let me get a better angle.
He would be adjusting the lighting.
That would be you, Wiggy.
Yes.
It wasn't a part of his job description to film her having
Guess
sex
what?
With another woman.
It's Megan Thee Stallion. You know, yeah. She asked you to do certain things. Okay. We need a little bit of better lighting here.
I've been fat shamed all my life. Can I get six figures?
This is Nate in the truck. What's up, Nate?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, to go back to Monica Tibbetts Nut. They are a bunch of nuts, but she speaks the way she speaks is because this is the protected class right now.
Yeah,
everybody knows that. And
listen,
she talks like that because these politicians, they bring in the people they want to bring in. Just like, you know, Healy, she's got her ex-partner up there. And it's just, how can the people just sit there and take this? You know what I'm saying? You've been stretched so thin by these politicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people keep voting in these people in office,
right.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You would think that somebody who was going to be the secretary of anything in the administration of a governor would have worked at some point in government at some point before.
Right. At this high of a level.
But I would say this, Greg. I mean, there is an easy comeback to that. The guy a lot of people voted for president had never worked in government.
Right. I don't knock you for that.
No, but he was, I don't want to get into it because people lose their freaking minds. He had done a lot of things in his life. Mm-hmm. She was the head of an advocacy group.
She
was the head of, like, her job before she was like on the overseer board for the T. Her only other job, I think, was running like the 128 bus
advocacy group or whatever it was. You can look it up.
Yeah, but I don't mind
that. I've never worked in the government before. This is kind of like my first shot at this.
I have an issue
with... Imagine your first shot in government is $200,000 to rip the people you represent. Sign me up.
I have an issue like you have a you have beliefs. Okay, I get it. Everybody has their own way of thinking. But I have an issue when you're a politician and you can't like see it from both sides or like... You're telling me that you have zero friends or family members that have a pickup truck? Like, you can't see the other side a little bit, even if you don't agree with it.
I don't think she does.
Like, that's if you're a politician, that's why I said all politicians need to have been arrested at least once in their life in order to be a politician.
All right. What else, Courtney?
And now,
danger, Will Robinson, danger.
The robot uprising.
I'll be back
on Sports Radio WEI.
Time for a robot uprising?
Yeah,
is that what's
sure
going
is.
On? Okay.
It sure is. That All worked right. out great. A flame-throwing robot dog can now be purchased by the general public for a cool $10,000.
Wow. A flame-throwing robot dog?
Correct.
What does one need that for?
Well, thank you for asking. The Terminator is a quadruped robot with an ARC flamethrower mounted on its back. It features a one-hour battery, a 30-foot flame-throwing range, and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity for remote control through a smartphone. The company lists possible applications of this robot as wildfire control and prevention. I don't understand that one. Ecological conservation, snow and ice removal, and entertainment and SFX.
Okay. All right, hold on a second.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of on board with this.
I am
so, too. We live in a region where we get some snow.
And driveways.
So you wake up, you got to go to work.
Yep.
And you don't want to shovel the sidewalk, the walkway. All you do is send robot Fido out there, and he or she flame throws all the snow away out of your driveway. I love it, actually.
And you ain't even got to wake up because you could just program it through your phone.
Look at that thing.
That's is terrifying.
Courtney, can I just ask a question? What did you call it? The Terminator is a what?
Terminator.
A Terminator.
What kind of robot is it?
Flame throwing.
It's a quadruped. Not a...
Quadruped? Okay.
Yeah, it's a quadruped, meaning four legs.
All right.
Okay. All right. Great.
I love this. And I think it's great for home protection. I'm not sure about the flame throwing element.
Yeah. Quadruped.
Can you put a gun on its back?
I don't think you're... I mean, you could probably, if you wanted to do that at home...
Does it come with adjustments? Because I like the snow removal for the flamethrower, but then if you're using it for home, you don't want to burn down your own house if an intruder breaks in, set the guy on fire and set you out. So maybe you can put like a gun on its back. Right,
maybe
adjustments.
You could. Maybe you could. Huh? It is wild to me that you're able to purchase a robot in the United States of America that can be used as a flamethrower. But
look at it.
And how will
that
this,
is impressive.
How could this help with wildfire prevention?
Because you start a fire to put out a fire. That's how you do that.
Oh, wow, do you?
You don't know that?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's see.
How does that work?
The two fires meet and then they go out. That's how they...
Yeah, you remove all of the oxygen.
When they have massive wildfires, that's how they stop them, is they do control... You never heard of like a controlled burn or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, a controlled burn is also what Wiggy does on the way into the show in the morning.
Not bad.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Well, police are looking for a fan who was punched by one of the older brothers of Nikola Jokic after the Nuggets beat the Lakers. The NBA is also investigating this incident. I believe Twitch Mitch has the video. Hmm. He punches the guy hard.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
The Joker's brothers, boy, you don't play with them dudes.
Yeah.
They are straight out of, like, you know, an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they look like Russian mobsters tatted up and they're big. Don't play with them.
Probably mispronounced the name. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's probably what the fan was probably yelling the wrong name.
Well, Terminator is a quadruped robot.
I just call him Nikola Jokic. Yeah. That's the way I say
you know
it.
Just to go back to Shine really
quick.
Yeah,
I know you want to. I know you can't wait.
I mean,
did you guys
quadruped.
Know? Did you know what that was?
No.
Quadruped.
When you said quadruped, I was like, okay, something with four legs.
I said quadruped, I think.
Yes, you did.
Because that's how it's spelled. Terminator is a quadruped robot.
Quadruped. Not how it's spelled.
Quadruped. I knew what quad was.
Sean, can you leave her alone, please?
I'm just, hey, Greg, I just want to get it right.
You have been, okay. I don't know if it's a weight loss thing or whatever, but you've been all over Courtney.
It's okay. Yeah. I can take it. You know. But I just need you to know that you, are, I think, are in the minority when it comes to quadrupeds.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the texted Twitch chat were very much agreed with me.
No, when you said that, Courtney.
No, they're all laughing because I didn't know that two fires could be used to put out another fire, which I should have known that. I don't live in a place where there's a lot of wildfires. Right.
I did not know that
you
either.
You did start a fire.
That's how you could have put out the bagel fire, start another fire in our kitchen.
You know what? One fire is enough for me.
I'm with you on that. I didn't know the two fire thing. But when you said quad, whatever it was, I was like, oh, okay, she's talking about some robot with four legs.
I know that quad means four.
Bang.
Right.
Yes. I know.
Right, quadruple.
Yeah.
And ped means like legs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Huh? Is that it?
Good job.
All right. Great job today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. There's Courtney with today's news.
She needs the Jokic brothers in here for Sean.
Have my back.
yeah, you do. The guy's all over you.
And can I just say, for the Robot Uprising Open, I said to him before we went, just start playing Robot Uprising once we start. Starts. Everyone looks at me.
I fully intended to play it, and she goes, and so I waited. I thought she was going to say something.
We can work on that. Like, maybe you could just point to him or whatever. That's probably a way to
do. I don't even look at him, so I can't point.
I understand that.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the news today, Courtney. Good job.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you. All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going six innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out four. The game was scoreless till the seventh. And before the game, Alex Cora gave an update on Tristan Cassis, who has a rib fracture.
We just have to be patient now. Timetable, there's none. You know, this has to heal on its own. So we just got to be patient.
Shime, if you could just have those cuts ready to go quicker, that would be great. Cora also gave praise to Houck going late into the game. Here it is from the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He did an amazing job. Like I told him, they're earning the right to go deep into games, and there's no baby gloves here. He was throwing the ball well, split that he hung, a slider down the middle, and that was it. But overall, another great outing.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Guardians tonight, 6:10 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app.
And then, Shime, draft show tomorrow night with Rich Keefe.
That is correct. The Rich Keefe draft party from 6 to midnight. All night for the NFL draft. It'll be me, Keefe, Fitzy, Hart, Cadlick. It'll be a blast.
Okay. How many people is that?
I think that's five.
So how many peds?
I don't know.
Is that 10 feet?
10?
Okay.
Is that a doctoped? I don't know exactly what the prefix for 10 is. I'm sorry.
Deck would be 10.
Deck. There you go. Decaped.
Decaped.
And it's going to be a busy night. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in Game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs with puck drop at 7 as well in Game 3. Mm-hmm. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18.
Curtis, my nickname back at Neshoba Regional High School, Triped.
Hey!
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, three legs on that guy.
If you know what I'm saying.
Bolo of Stowe.
Right. You have the weather for us?
I do. I have to just rip someone.
Filmed in the backseat.
The people that go after Courtney about college, this texter, I agree that someone with a four-year degree should know how to pronounce quadruped. I went to Boston College. Never heard of a quadruped. Never even read about it. I don't know anything about it. So
you've never heard the word bipedal?
What?
No, not really.
Yeah, to define, like, if you've ever taken any kind of human history class, they talk about humans being bipedal.
Anyway,
who type of people that you hang around with that talk about bipedal?
See, this is one of the things. School. This is a real. This is a pet peeve of Wiggy's.
Oh, I hate it.
He brings it up a lot when people correct grammar or pronunciation or you can't stand that.
Oh, I hate it.
Unless you think it's somebody like Shime
trying to make themselves appear to be smarter.
Right.
Nope, I'm just trying to get the correct information out there.
Well, in Chime, I'm
just telling you how Wiggy feels.
Right. Like,
why is it called a tripod and not a triped?
Because it's not a living organism.
Well, you know,
it has three legs, doesn't it? It has three legs.
Well,
it's called a tripod.
Did you hear?
You didn't say quadrupod. You said quadruped.
It's 48 degrees. I don't know what that is, Celsius. Afternoon high of 63.
Did you hear Courtney talk about the gator down in Florida? She should have paused to put a comma there to break up the two sentences. I mean, I don't know what school she went to, but who taught her that type of grammar?
I've never once commented on Courtney's school.
Where does she speak?
Just like the correct information.
Man, I know what the hell she said. I know exactly what she said. And anybody in the Twitch who's coming for you about the way, I would love to see. Are they a professor when it comes to grammar? Mm-hmm. If not, I would say.
This morning when I was like, Sean's like, what are you doing for your lead? I said, I had a entomology nerd guy. And he goes, hey, just going to ask before Curtis does, do you know what an entomologist is?
No, hold on, time out. Time out, hold on.
You said that?
Courtney, what are you saying right now? Hold on, time out.
What is an entomologist?
That's mansplaining.
Entomologist. Right.
What is it?
You just said entomologist twice.
I know, because then... Because
which is why I explained the difference to you once this morning. So then we didn't
have
an issue.
Let me finish before you just open your big mouth. You might be skinny, mouth's still big.
You said it wrong twice,
get it right. I just said entomologist because he proceeds to say entomologist is about ants and etymologist is about speech. I said, it's my lead. I know what an etymologist is.
What's it called? Entomologist.
Entomologist is about ants, insects.
I did take a class in college, but it wasn't called, and it's a different name for it, about the study of insects. Mm. I'll get it to you.
Entomology?
I don't know if that's the...
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Because I also made a joke. I was like, I'm a big ology guy. Right. I love ornithology.
You know what I love?
Fat Chime accidentally took that class because he thought it was about entomins.
Right. And all that education.
That joke went over my head. I'm sorry.
Courtney and all that education got him sitting right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out well.
Good point.
For all those people out there, I'm so smart, but guess what? You work at Dunkin'.
We love Dunkin'.
What's wrong with working at Dunkin'?
Don't shame me for having not having the best grammar.
Uh-huh.
That's Greg's good friends at Dunkin'.
And like that's what I'm saying. Right. You just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yep.
All right.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan.
Oh,
stand by it. Keep going, Chime.
I ride with you, Coco.
If I pressed the buttons, I would press a lot about you.
Oh, baby.
You want to come back and press the buttons?
I don't have to press the buttons.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's just I'm very grateful every time that I get the opportunity to go out there and play. You know, it's the most fun time in this year. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other. It's all about compete and performance, and also it's all about wins.
When did you find out you were going to start?
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we have that conversation every time, and I knew that yesterday, which is something that I like. But I don't know if that's going to be the case every time. But for now, that's what happened.
That is Lena Salmark, who will, I assume, be watching from the bench this evening in Toronto. I was listening to Jones yesterday in the afternoon, and he was talking about how when Lena Salmark said anyone should have, I don't think anyone should have any more starts than the other.
I know exactly where you're going.
That he had an issue. He felt like that indicated that that there is a battle between those guys to make sure that the rotation continues and that they each get their starts.
Okay, so I was going in a different direction when I was listening to hearing it. Is I'm torn, but I'm leaning more towards, because we do this in sports with athletes, it kind of sounds like he's like, whatever. Where when they asked Swayman about it, he was like, it's about time.
Well, isn't that kind of what Mike Milbury said last week?
Yeah, that concerns me a little bit.
Heading into the playoffs, that he is lackadaisical.
Yeah, and that mindset, and we criticize a lot.
Shime, did I pronounce that correctly?
I think so.
Okay, thanks.
I actually think Swayman saying it's about time, well, he is still technically the starter, because if this goes seven games, it's going to be Swayman and Nett. So he does have the bigger role between the two, regardless of a goalie rotation.
But it's we criticize athletes all the time for not seeming like it bothers them. It affects them. We want them to be, you know, I want to be the guy. We used to do it with Jason Tatum when it was like, does he really kind of care? Is it just like, whatever? I think Trevor Lawrence was like, yeah, I can care less about winning.
Yeah.
And we criticize. So I'm kind of like, I'm a little like concerned with, like, I like your mindset of like, I'm moving on, but I'm a little concerned with, it's just like, I'm kind of like Milbury. I want somebody who's like, damn, this bothers me. We need to be doing this.
Yeah, I think people tend, I've heard people when I talk to hockey fans, Bruins fans, they compare Lena Salmark to Tuukka a little bit, where people had that issue with Tuukka.
And
where
we criticized him for that. I was one of those
did.
People.
I didn't. I didn't have an issue with it at all, because a goalie is a different kind of animal. A quadruped, if you would.
God, I remember Dale when we were talking about Tuukka leaving the bubble. Holy God, you would have thought one of his kids was held captive. Holy hell. I mean, Tuukka didn't win. I mean, that's a fact. He's one of the great goalies in the Bruins history. But, you know, I don't know, and it's a slight against a lot of these guys from Europe, if it means the same. And I think Swayman, whether this postseason, I think Montgomery's done a great job. He clearly has confidence. The players know, as Courtney's alluded to, that's all that matters. But there will be a game where there is a bad goal that's allowed in, and it's mostly if it's Linus versus Swayman, because of Swayman's dominance against the Leafs this year. The splits are pretty clear. But there will be something that comes up. But until they need to get past the Leafs, and then everything else will just fall into place.
Yeah, I mean, is there, in your mind, if you're Jim Montgomery, if Jeremy Swayman goes out tonight and is like he was on Saturday night, he's lights out, is there then an issue in your mind? Do you decide you got to go with Swayman?
Well, I'm going with Swayman anyways.
Up there in game four?
Nope. I am, but to Courtney's point, he has to stick to his plan, and he has to now go back to Linus.
Because Linus was good. Linus was great in game two.
Yeah.
Good, like, not great. Very good.
If you're going to put an adjective next to each of them, I'd say Swayman was great. Lena Salmark was good. I think
very
Curtis
good.
Is right about
I mean, he was a B plus, which is perfectly good enough to win the game. I thought Swayman was an A, and you know, I know this is probably just surface level stupid hockey talk, but given the drought in Toronto, given the, I'm sure tonight right before puck drop, the whatever the hell they call that facility up in Toronto is going to be absolutely Air Canada Center, whatever it is going to be going nuts. If the Bruins score first, I think the whole game shifts. because everybody there is waiting. It's like the Red Sox fans before 04. And the Leafs are favored tonight, which is surprising. Does that surprise you?
No, because it's their building.
Right. And they beat you at, and they beat you in your arena, and they're probably like, all right, they're the hot team.
I mean, it should.
I mean, it's pretty evenly split.
That should change, though, I'm assuming, goaltender-wise, because Jeremy Swayman has not lost.
If I were betting tonight, I would do a parlay, Celtics minus 14.5, Bruins money line. I think that is a, I don't know what that, you maybe get 2-1, I don't know what you get for your money there, but I think the Bruins win tonight. And I think Swayman's great, and then the question comes back for game 4.
Sean, can I prop Pat Maroon skating over the red line tonight?
I don't think you can.
In warm-ups?
I'm not sure you can.
I love when he does it, and they're losing their mind over it.
It's like a dog claiming his territory.
Oh, I love it.
All right. I never even knew that.
What?
That, like, skating over the red line, like, was a huge issue.
It's a huge issue.
It's like crossing
the
50-yard line of football?
In warm-ups. It's a huge issue, and he does it every single time, and he used to do it. I love it.
Isn't it amazing how professional athletes are so oddly, childishly territorial? Like, don't step on the bee in the dressing room. I'll never forget Kevin Ball DuPont. You would have thought I, like, kicked him in the nuts. He's like, back off.
We are so childish.
Oh, my God. I got screamed at one time, too, Curtis, by a PR guy, not a player.
Oh,
I think the players now don't really care about the bee. Like, you know, protect the bee, show respect. But I don't think that they would ever say anything to anybody if they accidentally stepped on it. I was recording a video for Nesson to send back and was trying to send it while walking. And I saw the bee out of the corner of my eye, wasn't going to step on it, and I got undressed.
Same thing happened to me on Pier 4 in the Seaport last summer.
Those steps come out of nowhere. Right.
Broke my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Don't step on that first or third baseline. Pitches don't like it.
I didn't know how to fix the glasses with the Scotch tape at that point, though. So
live and learn.
What is the plan here?
Huh?
What is the plan?
I'll have time today. I got to go back up to Nashville, New Hampshire for another Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award presentation today. I had one yesterday. I just have to get to Lens Crafters and have the lady fix the little string.
That's my neck of the woods.
You heading to the one at Pheasant Lane?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Go to DJ.
Will you
Kicks
be doing your walks, Shime?
No, I actually haven't done a walk in a while. Those Auntie Anne pretzels and Chick-fil-A are very difficult to turn down, so I've tried to avoid them all for a little while.
Auntie Anne's will get you.
Wiggy, what is the
story? Hold on. You can't walk by a Chick-fil-A without going in there and eating if you smell the aroma of it.
You know, it's not that I can't. It's just it's very, very difficult. It takes a lot of self-will. So instead, I don't think it's called self-will.
I think it's called willpower.
Yeah, you're right. It's willpower.
Make sure to have that in the drops for the final rejoin. Yeah.
Do you want to live the rest of your life this way?
No, Greg, I'm trying to get to a certain point here. I want to lose my weight, and then I'm going to be able to keep my weight there.
You look fantastic.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You look great. It's one of the reasons I started dyeing my hair.
By the way, there is a consensus that you're dyeing your hair. Oh, my God. Everybody.
These Twitch people are all over me over it. I mean, have they seen me? I don't give a rat's ass what I look like.
Well, you do put some gel in that puppy.
I do put a lot of gel in.
Which would negate you saying you don't care.
Oh, it would?
Yeah, because if you're putting something in your hair, then
obviously... you have to put product in the morning.
I put fruits and berries in mine.
What's that?
Fruits and berries. Just helps with the growth.
The flow?
The flow, the shine, the growth.
Is it an oil?
Yeah, you use a lot of different oils. You use some oil, some nice leave-in conditioner, some pomace.
Yeah.
I like to get that nice shine. You know, when the light hits it and you get that nice shine, they got a lot of nice beard oil. I can't grow a beard. I wish I could, but some good beard oil makes your beard shine. They got the same for your hair.
I put dry shampoo on my puppy.
See? So great. There are a lot of people like Curtis that, hey, unfortunately, they don't have, like my boy LB would say, a fresh set of lettuce up there.
Yeah. Here is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
So first, before I get to Montgomery, some goalie music. For Swayman, I got that great old 70s slow song, Slow Dancing, Sway Into the Music. You know that one.
Yeah. Slow Dancing, Sway Into the Music.
Yeah. You got it. What a great song. But I'm having trouble coming up with something for Omar. Mm-hmm. So we need to throw that out there.
Okay.
I'm having a... I got to come up with something. But with Montgomery, and what he's doing with the goalies. Does he think he's running a youth recreation league where everybody has to get playing time? I mean, it's just he's leaving himself open to so much second guessing, obviously, as we discuss every day, and it just flies in the convention of basic hockey and just in sports psychology. It's absurd.
I don't think you have to do things like mm-hmm. I don't think you have to do things just because they have been done a mm-hmm. certain way
right.
in sports forever.
I agree like, with that.
And I think Bill Belichick was a great example right. of that, right?
But does it concern you?
What did Belichick do differently?
Oh, my God. He didn't tell you a damn thing about injuries.
No, here's the one thing Bill did that was different.
All right, well,
David, here's the one thing Bill did that was different than a lot of teams. He wouldn't say, you're an offensive player. You got to learn this system. He would build the system around what you did.
He had linebackers catching passes in the end zone.
Yeah, Troy Brown. You're right.
Okay.
But that was going on away.
I mean, he snapped the ball intentionally off the goalpost at Mile High Stadium to take his safety before beating the Broncos. We could go all day.
He didn't ask Danny Woodhead to run downhill between the tackles where other teams would say, well, you got to be able to fit our offense. That's not what he did. But I would say, does it concern you the personality by Linus with this goalie rotation? Because it seems like he just is like, hey, whatever.
He's always been that way, right, though. But he's always been lackadaisical.
But does
like,
that
he's
concern
never...
you when you have a goalie rotation where you want the guy to be more? And, you know, we brought up Tuca. I think that's why so many people love Tim Thomas.
Has it hurt Linus in the past, his personality?
Well, you could argue that it hurt the Bruins last year, like the decision to go with him.
But that falls
And so
on...
Jim Montgomery got burned by that last year.
Did Linus tell Montgomery that he was healthy? If he did, that's on Linus.
Right. I don't think you know. You're never going to know how injured he really was. That was kind of one of those end of the season, I'm going to tell you I was injured things. Mm-hmm.
But if he wasn't 100% and they really are best friends, why did he demand this? Why did he start? Why didn't he say Swayman should go?
Right.
Like, right. doesn't that take that whole narrative and sort of put it in the trash?
Yeah. I think
the issue is if you win tonight,
uh-huh.
and you really need to win this game tonight,
yep.
then you have an issue when it comes to game four. If you lose tonight, you're fine, you know, and
right.
you're going back to Linus and hopefully he's giving you. But if you win tonight,
right.
and Jeremy Swayman looks like he did on Saturday night,
right.
I'm saying goodbye to the rotation, and I'm starting.
But what if you lose and he's the same as Saturday night? He again has 36 saves on 38 shots.
You lose 1-0.
But maybe he's playing so well because he has that rest in between. Like, we will never know. That's why you just have to go with what your gut told you to do in the beginning.
See, that's why I think, Courtney, and you're the only one it seems this way, who's willing to kind of, you know, die on this hill, is you believe Montgomery, where he is right now, it has to be every other game or every game they rotate through the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
Even if they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
Which I think you would be in, I don't know how many people would, I bet you'd be in a small majority when it comes to that. But I understand what you're saying. I just feel like the caller said, there's too much of second guessing that can arise when you do this. Because you brought it up, Greg. They win tonight. Swayman plays great. He stands on his head. You have to go, do I really want to go back to Linus?
Curtis, can you put up a poll question which game you're going to watch tonight? Because I don't buy this television tablet, television phone thing. Nobody can do that.
I saw some text that said if you have YouTube TV, you can do split screen.
Yeah, but a lot of people
don't.
Yeah,
there's multi-view on YouTube TV. Yeah.
I'll be doing TV.
There's multi-view on YouTube TV.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I'll be doing TV.
I was waiting. I was not going to go to break until you did that voice because it was perfectly timed.
That's how I watch people who are gaming at the same time I'm watching the Food Network.
Nope, I have an iPad for that because Twitch is a separate program. Instead, that's how I watch like four March Madness games at once. Mm.
That's how I am watching draft film at the same time I'm analyzing my results from last year's draft.
Four games is the Octoped. That's what
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Shine Classics. Breakfast Classics.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Greg, you asked for a poll?
Yes.
We are 50-50.
Really?
Jackson put up a poll question. The Greg Hill Show on X. What playoff game will you be watching more closely tonight? Celtics Bruins, exactly 50-50 with 50 votes in just now.
See, I'm Bruins because I love the Bruins. Mm-hmm. I also love the Celtics, but the Celtics are going to win this game tonight. There's no question in my mind. So I'm more concerned about the Bruins.
What about the reaction to the code red? Is there going to be some Kahlouli style hit?
I think that they'll probably be looking very closely at how Miami's playing. But I'll be watching. Our Celtics will get the big screen, and I'll iPad the Bruins.
How do you do that, though? Like, how can you watch, focus mentally on two things?
Yeah, I mean, you just...
It's called multitasking.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
And no, it's like...
I live with two screens. Yeah, it's minimum two. Like, all time.
You're a huge Bruins fan. You're not going to sit down and watch that game face off to end of regulation or overtime?
Yeah, but there's also pauses in the game which allow me to look down at the tablet that's sitting on my lap so I can watch the Celtics and make sure they're running up the score. And if they run up the score a ton, I'll shut the Celtics game off and put my full attention on the Bruins. Right. And
I get it. Now you can finally see your lap. So it's
I've always been able to see my lap. Never been that fat. Thank you.
That is why it's now a thing for you.
Like Montgomery, I have the ability to rotate one game from the big screen to the iPad. So like Shime said, if the Celtics are blowing them out like they were the other night early, I'll just flip I'll flip the TVs.
This is Matt from Framingham. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, everyone. By the way, I apologize if there's background talking. I'm using public transportation. So just give me a heads up.
Oh, you're the one.
Well, not really, but I had to use it today.
Okay, go ahead.
So, listen, we have to beat the dead horse about this whole goalie rotation thing. And, you know, rightfully so, it's the Bruins' fault that they've done this. But you know what's getting lost in the background of this whole thing? Brad Marchand has been invisible in the first two games. And this is supposed to be the captain. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, we all bashed the crap out of Bergeron and the way that he did not help this team. And I readily agree with that. He deserved criticism. When is Brad Marchand going to get criticism if he just stands there and says, oh, I'm all right, nothing to see here, but hello, can we, anyone want to focus on that for once?
What stop are you at, Matt?
Oh, I'm in Framingham today. I'm over by Shopper's World.
Okay. Ooh. Shopper's World. Oh. Ding, ding.
Yeah, there's a new Amazon store that's being put in here, which I'm going to really be pulling my hair out once it opens, trying to figure out everything.
You should try dyeing it before you pull it out.
I think it's unfair to say that he's been invisible, Brad Marchand. I mean, he had that power play goal second unit. That was his assist. Yeah. That was a filthy goal that they ended up getting there. And so I think he has struggled a lot in dealing with being the captain and trying to be a leader while also still being the Brad Marchand you know and love. Mm-hmm. And that has played into the issues he has had in the second half of the season. But to say he's invisible, I think, is a little overstating it.
Douche move ruling? Talking loudly on the phone on public transportation, yes or no?
If I use public transit, I'd have a vote.
I don't think it's a big issue.
It
when you're outdoors, you can talk as loud as you
want.
You're
not outdoors, though. You're indoors.
Well, I mean, outside in the sense of, like, you are on a train.
Do you mind it in a bar or a restaurant?
It doesn't bother me one bit.
Huh?
Restaurant, yeah.
Doesn't bother me one bit. That's your business. Stay out my damn business. Nobody told you to be air hustling my conversation.
I can't stay out of your business when you're loudly talking about it in front of me.
Well, focus on what you're doing. I hate people. Like, I don't mean hate people.
Yeah, you do. I hate you have a lot of hate today.
I hate when people are like air hustling other people's conversation.
Wiggy, it's impossible not to hear.
Right. So what?
Everywhere you go.
Some people are loud talkers.
And also these people that have their ear pods in.
The worst.
You think they're talking to you or they're talking to themselves.
That's right. Your problem. Right. Huh? If you don't know him and he got an AirPod in, he ain't talking to you.
My day with the sound of your voice.
No. Don't. Hey, listen. Go about your day. You don't like hearing loud people talk. You know what you can do? Get some headphones.
I want to go to.
All right. Yeah. I'm out. I'm enjoying myself. Ocean Prime, wherever, like these nice restaurants. People are out having a good time, drinking at a table, loud talking, enjoying themselves. If you want a quiet dinner, stay your ass at home.
But wait, you're fraudulent on this. You are not loud when we're out. Like when we traveled on JetBlue home together, you were quiet.
That's an airplane.
But when we're at dinner, outside of telling the waitress that she made bad tea, you're very low key.
When I'm out talking to people and just being because my wife is always like, I'm a loud talker. I'm in loud talker. That's how I grew up. We screamed a lot in my household. But if I'm on an airplane, it's different because I like to watch a movie. But if I'm at a...
So if you're sitting on the tee as that guy was.
Yeah.
And you're next to him.
And I'm having a conversation.
And he's having a loud conversation on the radio. That's not bothersome to you?
No, because I'm probably wearing headphones.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that the guy called. I love that he's listening to the show. I just think people have zero respect for anybody else.
So I got to walk around and be quiet.
You could go somewhere and make a phone call.
No, but like, I'm on a train.
Are you getting a call from the president of the United States?
Like, what is my phone call?
Do you have the codes for launch? Like, what is the call that you can't wait to get where you're going?
What does me loud talking have to do with you?
I have to hear it.
Business.
I have to hear it.
Get some headphones.
I don't need to. Why do I have to accommodate you?
Why do I have to accommodate you?
Because you're in public and people should be decent.
So when did? Oh, so you own public?
Bigger douche move though, making a loud phone call or listening to a TV show movie without headphones on a plane.
I did that one time,
Courtney Cox.
And I got I didn't have my headphones with me.
And I got no issues.
I kept the volume down reasonably low.
Yeah, but Greg, you would say it's not the person's job next to you for you to remember your headphones. Like, if you forgot your headphones, you can't listen.
I got no issues with that. You don't own Publix.
Tomorrow, I know I don't own Publix. So, tomorrow,
I would love to buy a Publix, though.
Yeah, mostly. Their subs are awesome.
Tomorrow on this show, it's draft day. We will be joined at 7:20 by Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College. That is on tomorrow's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.